DeepEnglish.com.
As his ship passed by a lonely island, Odysseus heard beautiful voices singing a haunting melody. Who heard beautiful voices? Odysseus heard beautiful voices. What were the voices singing? The voices were singing a haunting melody. It was a melody that could lure even the most seasoned sailors to wreck their ships on the rocky shores, trapping them forever. Who could the melody lure? The melody could lure even the most seasoned sailors. Where would the sailors wreck their ships? The sailors would wreck their ships on the rocky shores. Odysseus was warned about the dangers of the beautiful part bird, part human sirens and their magical song, but he was curious. Was Odysseus warned about the dangers? Yes, Odysseus was warned about the dangers. Was he curious? Yes, he was curious. Not wanting to be tempted away from his ship, he ordered his men to plug their ears with wax and tie him to the ship. Did he order his men to plug their ears with cotton? No, he did not order his men to plug their ears with cotton. He ordered his men to plug their ears with wax. What did he order them to tie him to? He ordered them to tie him to the ship. The song pulled at Odysseus' heartstrings, and he fought to free himself. What did the song pull at? The song pulled at Odysseus' heartstrings. What did he do? He fought to free himself. He begged his men to untie him, but they stayed true to their word and kept him from losing himself to the siren song. What did he beg his men to do? He begged his men to untie him. Did they stay true to their word? Yes, they stayed true to their word. His run-in with the sirens was only one of many trials that the legendary Odysseus faced during his 10-year journey home. Did Odysseus face many other trials? Yes, Odysseus faced many other trials. How long was his journey home? His journey home was 10 years. Pitted against gods, monsters, and men, the one thing that kept him going through temptation and danger was nostalgia for home and family. What was he pitted against? He was pitted against gods, monsters, and men. What kept him going? Nostalgia for home and family kept him going. Nostalgia, or the longing for the past, is part of the human condition. What is part of the human condition? Nostalgia is part of the human condition. It was first observed in melancholy Swiss soldiers who were fighting far from home. Was it first observed in Swiss bankers? No, it was not first observed in Swiss bankers. It was first observed in Swiss soldiers. A medical student named Johannes Hofer saw that these homesick soldiers suffered from heart palpitations, loss of appetite, and anxiety. Who saw that these homesick soldiers suffered? A medical student named Johannes Hofer saw that these homesick soldiers suffered. This condition was often fatal, and the only cure was being sent home. What was the only cure? The only cure was being sent home. Hofer called it nostalgia, a combination of the word nostos, Greek for homecoming, with algos, Greek for pain. Is nostalgia a combination of the Greek words for homecoming and pain? Yes, nostalgia is a combination of the Greek words for homecoming and pain. In the past, nostalgia was considered a disease, but today we think of nostalgia much differently. In the past, what was nostalgia considered? In the past, nostalgia was considered a disease. Do we think of nostalgia much differently today? Yes, we think of nostalgia much differently today. Nostalgia is no longer merely homesickness. Is nostalgia merely homesickness? No, nostalgia is no longer merely homesickness. For most people, nostalgia is a mixture of pleasant memories and a sense of loss. What is nostalgia a mixture of? Nostalgia is a mixture of pleasant memories and a sense of loss. Most people feel this bittersweet longing for the past at least once a week. How often do most people feel this bittersweet longing for the past? Most people feel this bittersweet longing for the past at least once a week, and nearly half experience it 3 or 4 times a week. How many experience it 3 or 4 times a week? Nearly half experience it 3 or 4 times a week. Psychology professor Dr. Konstantin Sedekides says that nostalgia counteracts loneliness, boredom, and anxiety. What does nostalgia counteract? Nostalgia counteracts loneliness, boredom, and anxiety. That makes sense, if you think about it. Does that make sense? Yes, that makes sense, if you think about it. Nostalgic memories are often positive ones of friends and family. Do nostalgic memories often include friends and family? Yes, nostalgic memories often include friends and family. These memories give people a sense of belonging. Do these memories give people a sense of isolation? No, these memories do not give people a sense of isolation. These memories give people a sense of belonging. And anxiety decreases when a person has more optimism and faith, which nostalgia has also been shown to provide. What decreases when a person has more optimism and faith? Anxiety decreases when a person has more optimism and faith. While too much nostalgia can lead to depression, in moderation, nostalgia does seem beneficial. Does nostalgia seem beneficial in moderation? Yes, nostalgia seems beneficial in moderation. Perhaps most mysterious of all, nostalgia has been shown to make people feel physically warmer. Has nostalgia been shown to make people feel physically colder? No, nostalgia has not been shown to make people feel physically colder. Nostalgia has been shown to make people feel physically warmer. Researchers in the Netherlands and China have done experiments where participants reported feeling warmer after listening to nostalgic music. What were participants listening to when they reported feeling warmer? Participants were listening to nostalgic music when they reported feeling warmer. So, the next time you are feeling cold or lonely, break out those CDs, cassettes, or records from high school. What should you break out? You should break out those CDs, cassettes, or records from high school. It just might do you good. What might it do? It just might do you good.